Deputy Minister for Finance and Economic Planning, Kasiel Atoforsen, has debunked the notion that government is burdening businesses with more taxes. He said it is businesses that are doing very well, such as banks, that have seen increased taxes. The Deputy Minister made the comments on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Point.
If you look at the tax measures we sent to Parliament and subsequently approved, for instance, we talked about the National Fiscal Stabilization Levy. These were properly thought through. The companies that we selected are companies that are actually doing well. For instance, the banks, minus indeed the rural banks and the community banks. Banks comes out openly, some of them saying they are making profit as much as 590%. And these are companies that we actually target. The telecoms are making money. Each and every company that we chose out there are companies that are doing well. We talked about companies, for instance, a company came out like the mining companies that obviously they feel that we are overtaxing them and they have difficulties. In fact, we thought about it and we did not add mining companies because indeed they are the only bracket of companies in that sector paying 35% corporation tax. The rest are paying 25%. So we decided to exempt mining companies because indeed what they are saying is fair. And we exempted mining companies. So what is in the act, what is in the law out there is not mining companies. Provision of mining services is not the same as mining companies. So we made sure that we let all those companies that are not doing well.
A principal revenue officer of the Ghana Revenue Authority, Richard Kwenu, on the other hand, explained that the tax amnesty, which opened from January to September 2013, is to improve the compliance culture in the country.
Tax amnesty is to give a time limited period for people who have defaulted in their first year tax payments and then the filing of returns to give them an opportunity to come forward voluntarily and declare their status. Oh, I am a tax defaulter, I have never paid that. And then in forgiveness, we will do away with their penalties, with their interest, and their taxes. In some cases, the penalties and the interest, and then in others, the taxes themselves, the penalties and the interest. You know, when we were celebrating the Republic, you know, the president gave amnesty to some, like freedom. So it is this time, the tax amnesty is about freedom from penalty, from taxes, and that is essentially the whole thing about defaulting tax.
However, the MP for Boase West, Kweku Kwarteng, believes that tax increment is not the answer to the current economic challenges.
The report of the Bank of Ghana is out, and the evidence is that business confidence is down, consumer confidence is down. What it means is that businesses are not as robust as they have to be. Consumers are not consuming as much. What it means is that the individuals and the private people are just as broke as government. So the question we are asking is, when government gets broke, businesses are broke, individuals are broke, is a solution tax, using state power to tax businesses so government would have money? Is that a solution? And that is why fundamentally we think these measures are coming at the wrong time.
That was the MP for Boase West, Kweku Kwarteng, on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Point.